one night, all the vegetables give us free. They put out the sign, thanks that night, and all the mission was free. They had peas and greens, cabbage and beans, the biggest crowd you ever seen. An old man and cucumber stuck up his number. You ordered on the vegetable screen. Oh, the little turnip top did the backwards flop. To catch the dirty shimmy, she couldn't stop. Little red beet shook his feet. The watermelon died with the cockeyed meat. The tomato, the agitator, shook the shimmy with the sweet potato. An old man got it, dropped dead with his body. Down at the barnyard dance this morning. Down at the barnyard dance.
Edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash, and this is the first show of our second season. And what better way to start this show off than with the Barnyard Dance? It just happens to be our theme this week. That little tomato agitator shook the shimmy with the sweet potato. And that was none other than Martin Bogan and Armstrong. That was Carl Martin on the mandolin, Howard Armstrong on the fiddle, Ted Bogan on the guitar. And Howard's cousin, I think, nephew maybe, L.C. Armstrong on the bass. And that was from their 1972 album, The Barnyard Dance. Got a lot of music to get to this week. And let's start it off. Let's go back to September of 1947. And we got the Delmore Brothers on deck with, guess what, the Barnyard Boogie.
All right, boys, a one, a two, a three, a four. Now old Farmer Brown, he lived down on the farm. He had the laziest animals that ever was born. The cows, they would moo and the mules, they would bray. Then they'd all lay down and just sleep all day. They didn't have no pep. They wouldn't work at all. So Brown went over to town about 5 miles and a half. And when he come back home, he brought a phonograph. Well, he took this contraption out to the barn. Now business is a-picking up around the farm.
Plays the Barnyard Boogie at the break of day. Then all the animals get up and start to making hay, corn and hay.
Now he had an old bull down at that place. Man, that rascal was so lazy he wouldn't even show his face. But when he heard the boogie start to play, the bull got up and started making hay. Hey, hey! Make hay! He had an old rooster that forgot how to crow. The hens wouldn't even look at him and he was feeling kind of low. But when he heard the boogie, he started to quirk, and the hens all said, why, he ain't no jerk.
Heard the barnyard boogie at the break of day. Then all the animals get up and start to making hay, corn and hay.
That's the silliest thing we ever did play.
Some children are angels, or so I have heard. Some children have talents and sing like the birds. Some children are famous for their gift with words. My child has a billy goat, ba 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 ba. Some children take lessons and play in the band. Some learn to do spinning or weaving by hand. Some take public speaking and learn how to stand. My child has a billy goat, ba 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 ba. What kind of a pet is your child allowed? Some children don't care, just go with the crowd. Some children have pussycats, they purr and meow. My child has a billy goat, ba 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 ba. Some children have muley cows, they milk and they moo. Some others have lovebirds, they bill and they coo. Some just play pretend, they powder and perfume. My child has a billy goat, ba 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 ba.
Billy Goat said to the Billy Goat King, come along with me, we'll sway and swing to the Billy Goat Boogie.
Man, man.
The Billy Goat Boogie.
Man, man.
Everybody's doing the Billy Goat Boogie now. The Nanny Goat's up around Nanny Goat Hill. Hurry to the dance, see Billy Goat Bill do the Billy Goat Boogie.
Man, man.
The Billy Goat Boogie.
Man, man.
Every nanny's doing the Billy Goat Boogie now. Mary had a little lamb, his fleece was white as snow. But the lamb learned to boogie and he ran away with a
bang, bang,
and a do-si-do. The muley old cow and the lop-eared pig, heaping up the hop when the wagon wigged through the Billy Goat Boogie.
Bang, bang.
The Billy Goat Boogie.
Bang, bang.
Everybody's doing the Billy Goat Boogie now. Thank you. keeping up the hop when the wagon wig do the billy goat boogie. The billy goat
boogie.
Everybody's doing the billy goat boogie now.
Yeah, everybody's doing the Billy Goat Boogie now. That was the McCormick Brothers. And that was recorded in Nashville on January 4th of 1955. We had a pair of Billy Goat songs there. That was the Billy Goat Boogie. And before that we heard My Child Has a Billy Goat. And that was the Maddox Brothers and Rose, recorded on December 9th of 1953. And we start off that set, appropriately, with the Barnyard Boogie by the Delmore Brothers. That was an alternate take, recorded in September of 1947 in Cincinnati. And the last cut we played, the McCormick Brothers, weren't as well known as the other brother duos or trios, and but they sure were good. And that was Lloyd, Kelly, and Haskell. And the great fiddling on there was Benny Martin. And we're not only just going to visit with Billy Goats in the barnyard. We got a lot of guests in our barnyard today. If you're just tuning in, the theme is Barnyard Dance. And we got goats, chickens, crows, wild cats, milk cows, rabbits, mockingbirds, and maybe a few hogs thrown in. So for our second set, let's check in with one of Freetown Radio's favorite artists. And here's a song that was originally recorded by the Leaktown Revelers in 1927. But we're going to juxtapose the year. We're going to go to 1972, and we're going to check in with Ry Cooter with Crow Black Chicken.
Well, I went on the mountain, and I give my horn a blow. Thought I heard some pretty gal say, yonder comes my bow. Crow black chicken, crow for day. Crow black chicken and fly away. Crow black chicken and I like chicken pie. Well, the hardest work that ever I done was plowing a field of rye. The easiest work that ever I done was eating chicken pie. Chicken crow for midnight and a chicken crow for day. Long coming all over helmets stole my chicken away. Crow back chicken and crow for day. Crow back chicken and fly away. Crow back chicken and I like chicken pie. Chicken pie.
Well, I had a little gal gal who was sweet on me, as round and plump as she could be. We went for a stroll one day in the park, then came that expressionist sad remark. Walk, chicken, walk, you're too fat to fly. Walk, chicken, walk, I regret it till the day I die. She turned around and she looked me in the face. I said, pardon me, ma'am, I'm due some other place. Walk, chicken, walk, 'cause you're too fat to fly. Some new neighbors moved in and I told Pat that I'd go down and help them out. Their corn-fed daughter got stuck in the door. I made the same mistake that I made before. Walk, chicken, walk, you're too fat to fly. Walk, chicken, walk, I regret it till the day I die. She turned around and she looked me in the face. I said, pardon me, ma'am, I'm due some other place. Walk, chicken, walk, 'cause you're too fat to fly. Now just down the hollow, not far from home, a big tent meeting was a-going on. When Sister Johnson hit the sawdust pile, she looked straight at me and she went hog wild. Walk, chicken, walk, you're too fat to fly. Walk, chicken, walk, I regret it till the day I die. She turned around and she looked me in the face. I said, pardon me, ma'am, I'm due some other place. Walk, chicken, walk, 'cause you're too fat to fly.
I said, let's cut it while my razor's sharp.
Can we change mics? I'm getting tired of looking at this one.
Did you notice there's a thing on this mic that looks just like a kidney? Did you ever notice that? Well, did you ever try to cut records and look at a kidney all at the same time? You think you got trouble.
You ready to cut it?
Yeah.
Now here's a song about a cow, so round, so firm, so trim. This cow wouldn't give no milk at all, so we got mad at him. One day the weather started getting hotter by the hour. The old cow laid down on her back and gave herself a shower.
Oh, she never died so suddenly before, and I'll bet she'll never do it anymore. And I know I never will be any sadder. She was a bitten on the udder by an adder.
Our little cow was nice and fat, her hair was soft as silk. She slipped and fell right through a bridge and darn near strained her milk. We lifted her as if she didn't weigh a single ounce, and then we pushed her off the bridge to see the Jersey bounce.
Oh, she never died so suddenly before, and I'll bet she'll never do it anymore. And I know I never will be any sadder. She was a bitten on the udder by an adder.
A little bull walked all the way from here to Iowa, which goes to prove a little bull will go a long, long way. Then Pappy hitched him to a plow and said, now here's my chance to show this boy there's something in this life besides romance.
Now he's with old Bossy over there, I guess, where the cows are all contented more or less. And he is glad, but Bossy is much gladder. She was a bitten on the udder by an adder.
That was just plain silly. What else can you expect from Homer and Jethro? She was bitten on the udder by an adder. And that was recorded in September of 1960. Of course, that's Jethro Burns on the mandolin and Homer Haynes on the guitar and vocal. And before that, we heard Little Jimmy Dickens with Walk, Chicken, Walk. And that was released as a single in September of 1950. It was recorded on May 10th of that same year. And we start out that set. One of my favorite chicken songs. That was Crow Black Chicken. And it was Ry Cooder from his Boomer Story album that was released in 1972. And as I said at the top of the set, that song was originally recorded in 1927 by the Lee County Revelers. And for our next set, we're going to check in with the only solo album that Carl Martin from Martin, Bogan, and Armstrong. If you heard the top of the show, our theme today is Barnyard Dance, and that was the song that we started out with by Martin, Bogan, and Armstrong. This here is Carl Martin on his own. Carl is very accomplished on mandolin, guitar, and fiddle, and bass. And I believe on, is it this one he plays fiddle? Let's check it out. This is Crow Jane Blues. This was on his only post-war solo album, recorded May 3rd of 1966. And let's check it out.
Crow Jane. Jane, don't hold your head so high. You must remember, got to come down and die. I woke up this morning, blues all around my bed. Went to eat my breakfast, blues all in my bed. My mama, she told me when she shook my hand, if you get in trouble, son, do the best you can. Papa won't allow me home. Ain't got nobody to be right from wrong. Your window high. When you see me leaving, hang your head and cry. Crow Jane, Crow Jane, don't hold your head so high. So you must remember that you come down and die. Thank you.
Outdoors, I could tell my milk cow, I could tell by the way she lowed. If you see my milk cow, ooh, drive her on home. I ain't had no milk and butter, ooh, since my cow's been gone. Well, you got to treat me right day by day. Get out your little prayer book. Yes. Get on up on your knees and pray. Cause you're gonna need, you're gonna need my help someday.
I'll talk on, mister. I'm right with you.
Yeah, you're going to be sorry if you treat me this way.
Yeah. I'll get it, low boys. You know what low is.
Don't your home look lonesome when your lover ain't around?
Oh, I know what you mean now.
Now I've tried everything, baby, to get along with you.
Well,
and now I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do.
Buy a new dress.
I'm gonna stop crying, gonna leave you alone.
Uh-huh.
If you don't think I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm
gone.
Gone. You're gonna leave. You're gonna need my help someday. Yeah, you're going to be sorry if you treat me this way.
Oh, Pat, so let the milk come down.
What a nice vocal from Tommy Duncan. That was Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. And that was from the famed Tiffany Transcriptions that was recorded in April of 1946. And, of course, that was Milk Cow Blues. And before that, we heard from July 30th of 1923. That was Clarence Williams' Blue Five. A little instrumental entitled Wildcat Blues. And although he had recorded in 1921, 1922, that was actually Sidney Bechet, the great clarinetist. That was his first official recording. And other famous members that had been in Clarence Williams' Blue Five included Louis Armstrong as well. We start off that set with Carl Martin on the guitar and vocal, and that was Crow Jane Blues, and that was recorded on May 31st of 1966. And as I stated before, that was Carl's only post-war solo album other than the records that he did with Martin Bogan and Armstrong. And we're just about at the halfway point. And you're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And you know, Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana in Lafayette. And we're broadcasting on 88.7 FM. This is KRVS FM. Sometimes I forget where I am, but I do know that right now we're recording the show from the beautiful Cypress Lake Studios right here on campus. And if you just tuned in, the theme this week is Barnyard Dance, and we've been visiting with several denizens of the barnyard. Chickens, ducks, hogs, mockingbirds, rabbits, milk cows, wildcats, chickens, crows, and goats. And this next set is going to be no exception. We're going to start off with a couple of instrumentals having to do with chickens. And why don't we start off? We're going to go to January of 1951 with the great Les Paul. And we're going to hear a tune that many people have recorded, but not quite like this. Here we go with a chicken reel. Enjoy.
Thank you. your barn tonight, mister, for it's cold lying out on the ground. Red cold north wind it is blowing, and I have no place to lie down.
Well, the stranger was tall, fair, and handsome. He looked like a man who had wealth. Oh, he wanted to stay in the country. He wanted to stay for his health.
May I sleep in your barn tonight, mister, for it's cold lying down on the ground. Where the cold north wind it is blowing, and I have no place to lie down.
Yeah, how great is that? That was none other than Reeb Wilms and Caleb Clowder from their brand new album called Oh, Do You Remember? And for those of you that don't know Reeb and Caleb, they're one half of the Foghorn String Band. And if you love old-time music, Foghorn String Band's probably the best you can get. Don't make them like that anymore. Some young people playing some great music, and Reeb and Caleb are frequent visitors to Lafayette. And last October they came and they played the Black Pot Festival, our favorite little festival down here, and they kind of blew the roof off the little chapel. And we'd love to see them every time they come down, and they come down every chance they get. And they're based out of Portland. By their record, Oh, Do You Remember? And before that, we heard a great little instrumental by probably one of the greatest fiddlers to ever play bluegrass. That was Kenny Baker. And that was from his 1979 solo album called Farmyard Swing. And the song was called Chicken Under the Back Porch. And that featured Bobby Osborne on the mandolin. And Sonny Osborne on the banjo, Charlie Collins on the guitar, and Randy Davis on the bass, and Kenny's pretty phenomenal fiddling. Those of you who know Kenny Baker, who spent many years in Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys. And before that, we heard Les Paul with Chicken Reel from January of 1951. And I keep saying this, but if you just tuned in, theme this week is Barnyard Dance. So we've been checking in with various denizens of the barnyard. And let's see, we got time. Oh, we're doing good on time today. So our next set, we're going to start off with Bill Boyd and his Cowboy Ramblers, and this was recorded in San Antonio on August 12th of 1935. And how appropriate for our little barn dance show, we're going to hear the Barn Dance Rag. And then after we hear the Barn Dance Rag, I'm big on instrumentals today. We're going to hear two really, really good instrumentals from two completely different opposite sides of the spectrum. But first, without further ado, Bill Boyd and his Cowboy Ramblers from 1935 with Barn Dance Rag.
Thank you.
And that was a nice little instrumental set there. And that fabulous guitar playing. Very interesting story is a guy named Bill Williams, who started playing in 1908. And he was completely unknown outside of his hometown of Greenup, Kentucky, until age 73 in 1970. When he was discovered, he had never even recorded before. And he made an album in 1970 for Blue Goose, which was an offshoot of Yazoo Records. He did that in the fall of 1970. It was a record called Low and Lonesome. And that led to a brief series of concert engagements, most notably at the Smithsonian Institute and the Mariposa Folk Fest. And it was a good thing that they got him on record and people got to see him, because he died just about 3 years later in 1973. The great Bill Williams, guitar player with no peers. And that, of course, was listening to The Mockingbird. And before that, we heard Little Rabbit, great string band piece from Crockett's Kentucky Mountaineers. That was a family string band. And that was recorded in May of 1931 for the Crown label in New York City. Very, very sophisticated sound for a string band of 1931. And we start off that set on our barn dance theme today with Barn Dance Rag. And that was Bill Boyd and his Cowboy Ramblers, recording in San Antonio on August 12th of 1935. It looks like we might have time for maybe one more. I wanted to stick in this little community bulletin board. Tonight at the Feed and Seed in town, if you've never seen her, the great Amy LeVere, great singer-songwriter, was born in Shreveport and grew up on the Texas-Louisiana border. She's now based out of Memphis. And she's going to grace us with her presence at the Feed and Seed tonight. And guess who's opening? It just happens to be my band, the Cathead Biscuit Boys. And we're really excited to be playing with Amy tonight. So we're going to close the Barn Dance Show, one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite singers. And who's going to be the last one out of the barn today? Looks like it's going to be the Hog. And we got Michael Hurley from his 1994 album entitled Wolf Ways. Here's a song he's recorded a few different ways. This is one of my favorites, Hog of the Forsaken. Enjoy.
The old mule, the skinny old mule, going up the hill. And the hog will be forsaken, he'll be taking all your dues, boy. Standing on the corner with the hip shaking blues, boy. Well, excited, go, it won't go so far. But the hog will be forsaken, got a boogie. Blues Barn. And the hog will be forsaken, got no reason to cry. You got to chew the angels. Side pie, blue, black, oh, that pie, pie, pie. And the hog will be forsaken, oh, he ain't like you and I, with bones always breaking. Dark and wet, he got so much time.
be dead, the hog of thee forsaken. He is the pork of Kern. Forsaken, he leave you one more chance, which if you won't be taken, he leave it.